Good evening. I would like to call to order the November 7th, 2022 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 5:02 p.m. If you wish to address the commission on any items on this agenda, including call to audience, please complete a blue speaker card located at the agenda table at the side of the room. Please include what you wish to discuss, filling out the blue speaker card completely. Once finished, please hand it to the recording secretary. As the agenda item comes up, I invite you to speak at the appropriate time. And we do have one blue card. Ms. Tomei, may I have the roll call?
Commissioner Bozeman.
Present.
Commissioner Castells is excused. Vice Chair Lee.
Present.
Commissioner Paul.
Present.
Commissioner Pliego is excused. Chair Beal.
Present.
Chair Beal, you have a quorum.
Thank you. I will now open call to audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by the speaker. The commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. We do have one blue speaker card, but we'll move that when we get to the topic she would like. I will now close the call to audience. Councilman Solomon, do you have anything to report today?
Yes. I don't know if you folks have heard or not. The $25 million bond that was supposed to be paying for community center parking lot improvements and some Naranja park improvements, unfortunately, was done before any design work and bids were in, and it's actually $52 million, so just a little bit over budget by twice. Staff is going to be presenting this next week some options to cut down costs or to pull money in from elsewhere. So frankly, at this point, anything regarding parks and rec is up in the air. It's affecting Sting Pump Ranch. I don't know what decisions are going to be made, but obviously you can't value engineer yourself out of a 100% budget overrun. So choices are going to have to be made. And you know, if anybody has any input on what they think priority should be, probably a week from this Wednesday at the November 16th council meeting is when it's going to be discussed. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Solomon. Consent agenda, review and approval of the October 3rd, 2022 meeting minutes. Do we have any discussion? Okay, I move to approve the October 3rd, 2022 regular session meeting minutes. May I have a second?
A second.
Second by Commissioner Lee. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. The regular session agenda. Item number one, discussion regarding opportunities to get involved in the next 10-year general plan update. We have Malini Sims from Community and Economic Development will lead this discussion.
Thank you, Chair and Commissioners, for having me. My name is Malini Sims. I'm a principal planner in the town of Moore Valley. And I'm here this evening to talk about the next general plan, but more importantly, invite you as commissioners to get involved. Getting involved in the general plan will be easier than having to go, apparently. So for those of you unfamiliar, the town has a 10-year general plan. This is the Your Voice, Our Future general plan. and it was ratified by the voters in 2016. So what the general plan is, it sets long-range policy with the community's vision, and it helps guide our decision-making as we move throughout the 10 years. So, but the real importance of the general plan is that it gets things done. So it not only includes the community's vision, but it also includes goals and policies to bridge the gap between the vision and reality. And it also includes over 300 action items that are really our steps to implement and fulfill those goals and policies. So for instance, on the screen, under the actions, again, there's 310, they're separated by different categories, and some that are actually related to the Historic Preservation Commission are related to cultural resources and arts and culture. The one on the screen is just an example, but one item is identifying and preserving our cultural resources in town. And again, like I said, the general plan really is to get things done. So not only does it include all these goals and policies and actions, but the town specifically, we pride ourselves in making sure we deliver on those promises that were made to the community. So the general plan is a community-driven plan. It's the community's plan. All those goals, policies, and actions, they were created by committees of residents that were, again, ultimately ratified by the voters. So every year, we provide a progress report on our efforts to implement those actions. And as of right now, we have either completed, maintained, or are working on 95% of those 310 actions. And this year, just like previous years, we will be presenting an update to Town Council, and that update will be during their December 7th meeting, should you be interested. But some items on the screen are definitely notable to what the Historic Preservation Commission has helped us achieve in the general plan, such as the videos of some of the history on Ore Valley, and even the steam pump plans and other documents that you guys use as your policy items. So not only is the general plan something that we do to get things done and to help prioritize what we want to see in the town, it's also a state-required element. So the state of Arizona requires that every jurisdiction has a general plan and that it's updated every 10 years. So the 2016 Your Voice, Our Future, this general plan has to be updated by 2026. So that's where we are now, getting ready for that 2026 update. So within the general plan, there are several topics. Even though it has the word plan in it, and I'm from planning, it's much more than just land use. There's topics that include housing, conservation of not only cultural but environmental resources, energy, water, land use is a part of it, as well as safety and looking at town growth. And the state actually requires what elements are in each general plan based on your population. And right now the town is nearing the 50,000 mark by 2026, and so we will be preparing this next general plan to include all the elements required by the state. So this previous general plan was ratified by 71% of the voters. And it also had significant outreach to meet that 71%. So just like we are now, we started planning this general plan 3 years prior to when it needed to be ratified by the voters. And the reason is we want to make sure we have enough time to provide extensive community outreach. And this is just an example of the type of outreach that went into the last general plan. There were numerous events, surveys, as well as commission and council meetings throughout the process to keep everybody up to date. And this is what we heard by the residents. So if you're familiar with the general plan, especially these sentiments are directly within the general plan with regard to the community's vision. And then again, they're goals and policies and actions help us fulfill these sentiments. So the first step of creating a general plan is creating and having Town Council adopt a public participation plan. Now the public participation plan lays the framework for our 3-year journey to create the next general plan. identifies who should be involved in the general plan process. How should we involve people? So 10 years ago, for instance, technology's changed a lot. Just in the last 2 years, the way we all participate in meetings and events has changed. So that's why we want to first start out looking at who should we get involved and how should we involve people. So that's why I'm here tonight. So we want to create a public participation advisory group, and it will be formed with council members, commission, and board members to look at those ways to create the public participation plan. Specifically looking at the general plan scope, what extent of change are we looking at here? Also, who should we reach out to provide input for the general plan? What demographic groups, are there areas in town? Are there subgroups in town and organizations we should reach out to? And then how should we reach out to? How I intake information versus a teenager or a retiree is different. So we want to look at all the options to get as much input as we can in the general plan. So the public participation advisory group, it is looking at 4 meetings over the course of December and January. Those meetings will be held during the late afternoons, but people can participate online or in person depending on your schedule. And each meeting, we're going to be looking at one of those key items. What's the extent of the general plan update? Who's the stakeholders? How do we engage everyone? And by the end of the 4 meetings, ultimately, the advisory group will be looking at a public participation plan that we will be recommending to the Planning and Zoning Commission and Council to adopt. So if you're interested in ways to engage the community, then I invite you to please participate on this advisory group. And the way to let us know if you're interested is you can email myself, and I have my cards that we'll hand out, and also on the back of this PowerPoint, just your interest. And if you have any experience in community organizing or engagement, let us know. But that's not a precursor to being on the advisory group. It would just be interesting for us to know. And I just want to also end on the note that if you aren't interested in getting involved in the public participation advisory group, or even if you are, either way, we will be keeping the Historic Preservation Commission up to date throughout the general plan process. So right now, we're at the really early stages of getting ready for the general plan, and that first step is getting the public participation plan adopted by council. Once that's done, we really start our official kickoff. We implement the public participation plan. So we go out and we want to get the community involved. Later, we will have committee work, which then focuses on what do we want to see in the town and how do we get there? Those are goals, our actions, our policies for the next 10 years. And then lastly, the adoption and ratification. But through all of that process, which will take us into 2026, we'll have routine updates with the commission. We'll be asking you for volunteering for other advisory groups or committees and helping us spread the word to residents to get involved as well. So,
I'm happy to answer questions, and this is my contact information. Should you have questions after, then don't get that right. Is there any questions or discussion? It's an excellent presentation, Ms. Sims.
Yes.
Thank you. And thank you for your time.
Regular session agenda item number 2, discussion of livestock-related organizations participating during appropriate times at the Steam Pump Ranch.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Terry wanted to speak on that agenda.
Yes, I have that. And so Terry Colmar is a blue card to discuss this, and we'll open the discussion.
Historical Society regarding agenda item number Valley Historical Society is interested in working with the HPC in the effort as part of the 10-year plan by connecting the historical aspect of Rural Valley in ways that would benefit residents, visitors, and businesses. We welcome opportunities to work with you and for planning, should you choose to include us.
So that was item number one, not item number two. Okay, thank you very much. And, okay, so regular session agenda, item number three, discussion related to the African-American historical contributions in the region. Ms. Bozeman will open this discussion.
Thank you.
Are we not doing it too?
Yeah, so Chair Beal, if you could reread regular session agenda item number two. I know it lists on there Councilmember Kasaus. Well, she's not here. If we choose to table that, we could, but we do need to read the agenda item.
But unfortunately, we went back to one, so now we have to two again.
Right.
Okay,
so reread two?
Yeah. Okay, my two reads regular session agenda item number two, discussion of livestock related organizations participating during appropriate times at the Steam Pump Ranch property. Ms. Kasaus, who is not here, will not be discussing this, and we've had our input on that.
Well, can we move to continue it then, until the next meeting?
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to move this discussion to the next meeting.
Second.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. And now, Ms. Bozeman, you can present.
Actually, since it was continued, should
reread it?
No, she can do it on the next meeting. She can comment on the next meeting since it was continued.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Now
we're on number three.
Okay, regular session agenda item number three, discussion related to the African-American historical contributions in the region. Ms. Bozeman will open this discussion.
Thank you, Commissioner Bill, to commissioners and guests. I have done extensive research, actually in the past couple of months, for personal. And now I want to bring the forefront in to my community. I found out that Samuel Bostick, who was a native of Alabama and in Tucson before 1870, Bostick was involved in Pima County and Pinal County real estate. At the time of between 1870 and 1870 to 1873, there were two dozen African Americans in Tucson as early as 1864. And a total of 426, and that was recorded by the census of 1860 to 1900. Approximately around 1863 to 1865, there were black pioneers who were traveling to Oracle, Arizona. En route, they would make frequent stops to what is now known as Steam Pump Ranch. And this has been recorded in the Arizona BlackPioneers.com book. Very interesting. During that time, also, the Buffalo Soldiers were en route to Oracle and other southwestern areas, and they were also stopped by Steam Pump Ranch. The black residents of Tucson and their achievements between 1860 and 1900, they were also recorded. En route to Oracle, Arizona, there was a lady by the name of Anna Box Neal. Anna Box Neal and her husband, they owned a resort-style hotel in Oracle, Arizona. The building is there now, but there is just the building. And they both held, they had properties in Pima in Pinal County as well. And they owned a local mine between Tucson and Oracle, Arizona. So it became quite profitable. And that is my research I've done involving Steampunk Ranch and the contributions that African Americans made in this area and region.
Thank you. Is there any input or discussion? And do we have Ms. Colmar?
I'm Jerry Kohler, and I represent the Oro Valley Historical Society. I'm a resident in Oro Valley, and I'm so glad the commissioner brought that regular item agenda up, because we at the Historical Society work with the Parks and Rec to put on, they allow us to put on our exhibits at the Push House Museum. And we have dedicated exhibits in Bush House to Black history in the past, primarily during February, though we often include African American contributions in our rotating monthly exhibits, which run from September through April. And Annie Box Neal was one, Curly Neal was one, the Buffalo Soldiers we had an exhibit on, if the HPC is creating programming regarding African-American historical contributions, we would again be open to participating with you in that effort. We would also like to be kept abreast of any HPC programming so we don't replicate but complement each other's efforts. We are also wondering if these efforts in programming are accomplished through HPC or Parks and Rec or both, so that we know who the acting body is for the programs and that we can connect in that effort. And we do have a number of books and artifacts in our collection that would help in that effort, which we are always very willing to share and open to the commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion on this? Yes.
So I thought, Commissioner, you mentioned at the last meeting that there was one individual in particular that you thought might come up and deliver some sort of presentation regarding the Buffalo Soldiers and Steampunk Branch. And my only, I think it's a great idea, and having seen what Ms. Sims presented in terms of the videos, you know, my suggestion or my thought would be, not suggestion, I'm not going to suggest anything, but my thought would be that what's really important is a way of documenting, so that not only can somebody experience it at that time or when the exhibit is up, but that there's a record, preferably written, but these days everything is video, so maybe some kind of recording of some type of session like that. So again, I'm not recommending anything. I'm thinking out loud here and going back to what you mentioned at the last meeting. Chair, that was all I wanted to comment on.
Thank you. And I have a comment also. Ms. Colmar brought up a question. How is this all organized? Which departments? Maybe Mr. Jankowski could address that.
Sure, Chair. So I know that we had this discussion last month, and there was some talk about how we would tie this into historic preservation. The Parks and Recreation Department annually does a Celebrate Oro Valley event at Steampunk Ranch, which Celebrate Oro Valley is essentially our celebration of birthday of the town being founded, and it highlights the history of our community. What you brought out, Commissioner Bozeman, I think ties in well with that. I think the resources that the Historical Society can provide would definitely be something that we could work together on to create a type of educational programming that we could have in conjunction with Celebrate Oro Valley, but also as more work is done at the property out there and as we will be moving out to the property, having that sort of information there and available for people who stop by is exactly what we want to have there. That's one of the benefits of having staff there and having that site open 6 days a week, is being able to provide that history to not only our local community, but anybody who stops by and wonders what is this place. So I think that there's definitely the possibility to have information there on a year-round basis, as well as highlighting what you're discussing as a part of the Celebrate Oro Valley event. So who does that, essentially the question, Chair? We do that somewhat as staff. We can certainly work with different commission members if they have got an active interest in that. It would be my desire to also work with the Historical Society on that. As a department, we have undertaken a senior task force, which we've done surveys for, and they have been interested. The feedback that we've gotten from the senior community is more educational opportunities within the community. And really the information we are trying to get from the survey is how could we as a Parks and Recreation Department provide more information to the community based on what their interests are. This, tying this all together, this seems like an educational opportunity that we could work together in to provide exactly like what you're discussing, Commissioner Paul, and then maybe being able to do something like that, as, you know, document it as well as videotape it. So we've got it in a couple different media forms would be beneficial. But this would tie into very, very nicely with this senior task force and the information that we've received via survey that we're working our way through currently. That information or that project has been going on for the last few months. So I see that all tying together, and the Parks and Recreation Department working with the commission members as well as with the Historical Society, it sounds like, working together to provide this information.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. Any other thoughts or questions, discussion?
I want to address Commissioner Paul. Yes, there was a gentleman that was that I had spoken with and our last year's Oro Valley birthday celebration, and unfortunately he became ill. So he was going to come in dress in all garb and uniform, and I had discussed it where there was possibly a stand where he would be there, and people would come and he would just give history of what he knows. And he's still available. He's still available, so I would love to incorporate that.
Excellent. Okay, regular session agenda item number 4, discussion and action to cancel and move the November 9th, 2022 study session regarding the relationship between the planning department as it relates to the historic preservation process for homes within the town boundaries to December 5th, 2022. So there was a staffing issue for Wednesday's study session, so I would like to make a motion to cancel the November 9th, 22 study session and move it to December 5th, 2022, before the regular meeting. May I have a second?
A second.
Before the regular meeting, as in at 4 o'clock? Or do it at 5? We do the study session and then roll right into the regular meeting.
So, Chair, if you'll permit, the plan would be to have the study session begin at 5 and then finish the study session, close the study session, open the regular session meeting. So it would still start at 5 o'clock.
Both events are starting at 5.
The study session first, following that, we do the regular session.
And so potentially a 2-hour event for planning purposes on that Monday.
It could be. I would, that all depends on how in-depth the discussion goes. And it sits right now, I believe the only future agenda item we have listed for the next month meeting would be the equestrian events.
The livestock
events.
Yeah. Thing.
So that's the only one that's identified for next month's meeting. So you have that, you have the minutes from this meeting, anything else that's added to it. But I answer your question, yes, it could be. Could be 2 hours, it could be shorter, it could be a little longer.
May I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So now we will have a little discussion on this, if there is any, because there are some technicalities here as to the time allocation, and we'd like to get some input from the commissioners, what you think as far as how much time we should dedicate on this, or what are your thoughts?
I think we just let it play out, like Mr. Jankowski said. It depends on how the discussion goes and the questions we have. There's going to be a presenter.
There will be a presenter, and we had this all queued up, and then things changed. So we were all set to go, but ultimately, in doing this on this date, we should be able to get through it. I've queued up the representative from the planning department who's going to be here, so he's aware of the line of thinking that the rationale behind this agenda item. So there's certainly the opportunity for discussion and questions about it. It's really up to you all how in depth, how many more questions you have. It's really in your hands.
And will we be speaking to a particular document that?
So we wouldn't be speaking to any particular document. The way the conversation was had last month was the relationship between the HPC and the planning division and how it relates to historic homes within the town boundaries. That was the language that was used last month when we discussed it, and that language essentially is what we used to craft this agenda item.
Okay.
And theoretically, we could have a lighter agenda for the other items that night.
Absolutely, that's
okay.
Yeah, we've only got one so far.
Okay.
So, Chair, as to your
meeting minutes.
As to your question, I'm fine with that arrangement, and I would hope actually we do have some discussion, and I think that's what you were looking for, more than just a presentation, but I don't know.
Well, the educational part of it would generate discussions,
right.
I think. And then I had been interested in talking about that, being part of the process to, and I'd hope that was what it was going to be about, the update process, you know, the document that we approved last time, and then, you know, how we're get more involved
the
in that
preservation
document.
Plan
yeah.
that we approved.
So that's why I asked about the, you know, if we're speaking to a particular document. I imagine does it involve the preservation plan? Because we're just going to just talk about how we relate to
As it's set right now, it's with homes within the town boundaries, because that was the purpose of the discussion last meeting. So that's why the agenda was crafted this way. So the way it's listed would be the topic that would need to be discussed. Now you can ask any question and talk about it, but it's got to be related to what's in the agenda.
Okay.
So if you want to discuss a separate document, that would not be something that could be discussed within
that one. We would have to add another item that discusses that. Which
yeah.
You can still do it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I'm good. I second it. So I'm good talking about that. I think we should put on the agenda a discussion about that, the preservation plan, and hearing how, you know, that process and, you know, the different things that are, there are quite a number of things that are out of date that probably need to be updated in that document. But the, you know, the preservation of homes would have been part of that discussion anyway, so I think we can come up with plenty to talk about with that alone.
Okay.
Next week.
I concur. A good first step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. The next item is department update. Mr. Jankowski will report.
Yes, thank you, Chair Beal, commissioners, members of the public. We have had quite a lot going on within the Parks and Recreation Department over the last month. October is typically one of our busier months just because we are very much in the holiday spirit within the Parks and Recreation Department. We hold not one, but two Halloween events, and we decorate around our facilities for that. We don't necessarily do that for other holidays. But our events were very well attended. We had an event out at Steampunk Ranch. The Monster Mash had roughly 2,000 people, and that was held in the first week of October, so that is our Steampunk Ranch Halloween event, and then a spectacular event over at the community center, which we had probably somewhere in the neighborhood about 3,500 people attend at that one. So very well attended. This town definitely enjoys Halloween. So in addition to that, we also had a couple movie nights out at Steampunk Ranch, and we still had some private reservations, some private rentals on the property as well. So October brings cooler weather, which people want to get outside and enjoy that. Also, to close out the end of the month, on the 26th of October, we held a ribbon cutting out of the Community Recreation Center for the tennis and golf projects. Those were both capital projects. Golf had irrigation done on the Conquistador course this summer. Next summer, we'll be doing the Kenyatta course. We'll be redoing the irrigation there. And we redid the tennis courts there on the property. The previous courts were asphalt-based, which were are not a very high-quality material to play a sport like tennis on, especially over time. So those courts have been receiving a Band-Aid for quite a while. We poured post-tension concrete over those courts, and that project is almost to completion. There's a couple punch list items left to do on that. We'll have that project completely closed out the middle of the month, of this month of November, but we will be reopening the tennis and pickleball courts on the 10th, which is in just 3 days. So our tennis and pickleball players are very excited about getting access there. It's been kind of nice. We had a bit of a soft opening with the tennis courts. There's a couple that still need some items addressed on them, not anything related to actual play on the courts, some more ancillary stuff on the outside. So we've got a tournament there. It's a 45 and older women's tournament that's been there since last Wednesday. So those ladies come from all over the country to our town to play in this tournament for a week. So like I said, we had a bit of a soft opening. We've received nothing but rave reviews on the court conditions. So that's good to hear. But it'll open up for the general public and our members certainly at the end of this week here on Thursday. The Steam Pump Ranch Garage building is set for final completion. We're working through punch list items on that building on the 11th of this month. Once that's done, the contractor will release the building to the town, and our IT department will have roughly 3 weeks worth of work to complete on the inside to ensure business operations are ready to go. Everybody's workstations, telephones, everything that goes along with that. When you get a chance to go into that building, it looks nothing like the way that it did before. I mean, it still kind of does, but it's been quite the improvement. It's a much nicer space to be in, much less dusty. So we're excited about that. We are coordinating furniture delivery to get into town and then ultimately installed in the property, which we will then move staff over onto the property. So an exciting, let's call it another 6 weeks or so in getting everything ready to go and getting people on site there, hopefully, as long as everything holds true to what we're scheduled for. Another really big piece of news, the young man sitting over here at the end, John Schumacher. John was hired as our Outdoor Recreation and Natural Resources Manager last week. Today was his first day on the job. This is the position that was somewhat retooled that Linnan held previously as the Recreation and Cultural Services Manager. We reclassified the position, changed the title, because this position will be overseeing the new Vistoso Trails Nature Preserve as well. So that's all being wrapped together within this position. John's been with the organization for 4 years. He was the Assistant Recreation Manager at the Community and Recreation Center. So not only is this a promotion for John, but he also has a lot of institutional knowledge. He's going to be taking over that division and really seeing what he can do with it. It's an exciting time.
Yeah.
He gets a new house. He's got a new park.
Today was an exciting day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only going to get busy.
Yeah.
We wanted to bring him here and introduce him. Like I said, there will be some things, I'm sure, where you all will be in communication or see John around. That's who he is, and that's the job that he's got for us, and we're very happy to have him. Some upcoming events for November include on the 12th, we've got our second Saturday out at Steam Pump Ranch, and we have multiple private rentals at the property. Things start to slow down from an event standpoint from the Parks and Recreation Department once we get through the month of October. So it's a lot more private rentals that take place on the property. But we also have got some other large projects that are going to be going on within the Parks and Recreation Department. The Oro Valley Aquatic Center will be closed beginning December 5th and be closed all the way through the end of January for a large capital improvement project, which will see the expansion of the existing pump building, the pump house building, as well as then a complete renovation of our filtration and circulation system. The recreation pool on property is also going to be getting a new heater. It's really going to be upgrading the infrastructure of that facility. The stuff that's there has been there for quite a while. A lot of the things are at the end of their useful life or have already moved on, and we can't find new parts for those types of things. So it's capital money that was approved in the previous or in this year's budget, and we're moving forward with that project over here. We know that that's a little bit of a lengthy closure, but our user groups, membership base, they've all been informed of all this, and everybody's really taken it in stride. And the staff over at the Community and Recreation Center have been very helpful in finding space for some of those people who were displaced. So ultimately, it will be a good thing. It's going to be quiet there at the pool, which it usually isn't there for about 2 months. But again, it's a little bit cooler this time of year. This is statistically when we've got the least amount of usage. It's also the time where we do have a little bit higher utility bill because we've got to run the heaters to keep the water warm. So there's some savings that we recognize there in addition to impacting fewer folks. So those are the updates from the report. Thank you, Chair Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Jankowski. The next item is future agenda items. The next Historic Preservation Commission meeting is scheduled for Monday, December 5th. The commission may bring forth general topics for any future meeting agenda. Commission may not discuss, deliberate, or take any action on the topics presented pursuant to ARS 38-431-02H. Do we have any items to a future agenda? The silence is...
No, well, I don't.
Given that we're piggybacking at that meeting, I think having the light agenda is not a bad thing.
Thank you. Okay. Seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 5:44 p.m. May I have a second?
So move.
Second by Commissioner Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Have a great night and be sure you vote.